You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God is our Heavenly Father and Creator. Know more about this truth in week one of the Apostles' Creed.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're starting a brand new series. It's called the Apostles' Creed, right? And I'm sure some of you are familiar with this. Some of you, you're not so familiar with it. So we will go through this in the next 7 weeks. Okay, pag-uusapan po natin ano ba yung pinagmulan ng Apostles' Creed, bakit ba natin sinasabi ito, at ano ba yung kailangan natin dito. And the reason why we're doing this, all right, at the end of our series, all of us will have a deeper understanding and stronger foundation by looking back to our historic faith, okay, resulting to a certainty of what we believe in and be better equipped to face the current cultural challenges and spiritual issues in life. Okay, yun po, that is why we are going through this. Okay, and I would like to ask all of you to recite this with me. Okay, we will recite the Apostles' Creed every Sunday so that we will be reminded of what this is all about and so that it will also encourage our faith so that we would know what we believe in. Let's just all read this together. 1, 2, 3. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, was buried, and He descended to hell. On the third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And I know some of you are thinking, Holy Catholic Church. All right, just to get rid of that idea, baka mamaya, dyan na lang kayo ma-stuck, hindi na kayo makinig sa preaching ko. Basically, the word Catholic is the word universal. All right, that's what that means. We're not talking about the Roman Catholic Church. We're talking about the universal church. All right, so when we say that, don't get so caught up with that right now. Mamaya, mag-switch off na kayo. Ayoko na makinig. Ano ba itong pinag-uusapan natin? All right, so it simply means the universal church. And that is what we want to talk about. Now, in the next 7 weeks, we will go through each of those things. Ano ba yung pinag-uusapan dyan? The Trinity, the humanity of Christ, His death, the reason why He died. Okay, why do we have the creed? Kailan ba nag-umpisa yan? Why is it called the Apostles' Creed? Well, during the time when this was written, it wasn't really called the Apostles' Creed. Okay, there were many names to this. Some of them actually calls it Roman symbol because it started about 150 years after the death of the apostles. Okay, the apostles did not write this, although there are some people who actually think that the 12 apostles actually wrote each line on this. Okay, kaya pagka nakikita mo, meron ka mga makikita ng drawing about the Apostles' Creed, makikita mo yung mga mukha ng mga apostles. But that is not really true. But what is true is that the thing that we said about the Apostles' Creed are actually based on the teachings of the apostles. Okay, 150 years after they died, they had to do this. Why? Why is it? And ano yung creed? Creed is a small saying. Maliit lang siya, maiksi siya. So that you can actually recite it, okay? So that you can actually say it. There are three ways why they need to have a creed. Number one, to define the state and clarifies what we believe in. Kaya pag nakikita mo yan, nandiyan yung Trinity, nandiyan yung bakit namatay si Jesus, nandun bakit siya nag-suffer, nandun kung paano siya pinanganak. Okay, because those are the things that were being attacked during that time. People were saying, okay, si Jesus hindi talaga tao. So we need to define that. We need to define what we believe in. There's so many people that are believing this way and that way, and even today. And not only to define it, but also to defend the faith. Again, to help us safeguard and uphold what we believe in. During that time, okay, ang dami na talaga mga false teachers. Even when you read 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and Revelation, dun pa lang, ina-atake na yung gospel. Okay, ina-atake na yung sino ba si Jesus. There are people who are attacking the humanity of Jesus, saying that all matter are evil, therefore Jesus cannot be a human being because His divinity. Kaya kailangan sabihin lang that He was born of a virgin birth. Okay, that is why it's so important to put that in there. Because we're defending where Jesus came from. All right? So not only to defend it, but also to declare it. To declare. That's the last D. To declare why? Because during that time, there was also a time, there was a practice, every believer that actually professed and believed that Jesus is the Son of God, before they were baptized, they make this declaration. Okay, the pastor, the bishop, or the priest that will baptize them into the water, they will ask them about the creed. It's either they will make a declaration of the creed, or the person who is going to baptize the person will actually ask him these questions. Do you believe in God the Father, the creator of heaven and earth? And dapat lahat affirmative yung sagot. And then you will be baptized. So those are the reasons why there was the creed. Okay, it's a short version of beliefs that actually guides a person's behavior. So it's not just declaration. It's not just chant. It's not just something you keep on saying without actually understanding what it is. It is not just saying it without deep conviction of that you really believe what you say. You know, how many times do you pray before meals that you don't really mean what you say? Have you noticed that? You know, you pray for your food, and then the moment you open your eyes, ano ba namang klaseng pagkain to? Di ba? You say, Lord, thank you so much for your goodness, for your faithfulness. Thank you for this food. And boom, then complain ka agad. Ano ba namang klaseng luto to? You know, because we really just say things without deep conviction. It's not really affecting the way we live. And the reason why there was the creed is so that talaga makita nila, sino ba talaga to? What do we believe in? That's what we believe changes the way we are. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near God must believe that He exists. You must believe. Must believe that He exists. And that He rewards those who seek Him. Today, we will talk about the first part. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. By the way, the word creed is from the Latin word credo, which means I believe. Okay, that's what that word means. Why do you believe what you believe in? Why do you believe what you believe in? Ano, marami yan. Sa Pilipinas, marami yan. Pagka merong aalis ng bahay, kumakain kayo, anong kailangan mong gawin ng mga bata? Kailan iikot mo muna yung pinggan? Diba? Kasi baka hindi na siya makapag-asawa. Diba? Yung mga ganun mga belief, diba? Yung mga tao naniniwala, ang gamot sa sore eyes, ihi. Diba? Para daw gumaling yung sore eyes. Well, those are belief. And because when you believe those things, it actually affect the way you behave. Diba? What we believe drives how we behave. That is why it's so important to talk about the creed. Because what you believe in, if you understand it really, what you believe in will actually drives the way you behave. Yung mga tao, kaya hanggang ngayon, bumipila pa rin sa loto. Kasi paniniwala nila, yun yung mag-aangat sa kanila sa kahirapan. That's what drives their behavior to that. Pag may patay, bawal maligo. Di ba? Pag kumakain ka ng mga buto, huwag mong lulunan yung buto. Lalo ng bata ako, kumakain ako madalas ng santol. No? Ngayon, hindi na uso yung santol. No? Yung panahon yung santol, ang tamis-tamis, di ba? Kailan, tapos nilulunok ko yung santol, yung buto. Sabi ng mga matanda, huwag mong nilululun yan. Tutubo yung puno ng santol sa, di ba? Kaya ngayon, niluluha ako talaga, baka tumubo yung santol sa katawan ko, mamatay ako. Those are the kind of belief that we have. Apostles' Creed. We will be reading the three things that we want to talk about. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth. Is actually something that we will tackle in the passage that we will be reading today. Acts chapter 17, verses 24 through 29. Here's Paul in his experience at Athens. Verse 24, the God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is He served by human hands as though He needed anything, since He Himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. He made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward Him and find Him. Yet He is actually not far from each one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being. Even as some of your own poets have said, for we are indeed His offspring. Verse 29. Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of men. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we ask that your Spirit will be with us today, that you will guide us, that you would open our eyes to see what you would want us to believe in. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe in God. I believe in God. Do you believe in God? You know, believing is so much easier when things are doing well. Believing God is so much easier when your prayers are being answered. Believing God is so much easier when nothing is going wrong in your relationship with your spouse. Believing God is so much easier when your grades are all okay, when you're in school. Believing God is so much easier, okay, when your business is doing well. But do you really believe in God when things are not doing well? Do you believe in God when your prayers are not being answered? Do you believe in God when your relationship with your wife is getting sour? Do you believe in God when your business is not doing well? Do you believe in God when your grades needs miracles so that it will resurrect? Diba? Do you still believe God? Do you still believe God when things that you've been struggling with is still going on in your own life? Because the creed is so important. When they were saying these things, it really cost them their lives. Let's look at this. Chapter 17 of Acts actually started with Paul being in Thessalonica. And he preached the gospel. And for 3 weeks, the church was planted and it grew. And then a group of Jewish people came and caused chaos. And that Paul was actually asked to leave Thessalonica, otherwise he will be killed. So he moved from Thessalonica to Berea. Okay, when he was in Berea, he did the same thing. He went to the Jewish synagogue, preached the gospel. People were coming to know the Lord. And again, the Jewish people, his enemies, came and tried to cause some disruption in the area that Paul had again moved from Berea to Athens. Okay, that is why he got to Athens. And when he was in Athens, he started preaching the word. Actually, when he was in Athens, in verse 16 of chapter 17, it says that Paul was disturbed by so many idols he saw in the area of Athens. So that's what's happening. He went to Athens waiting for Timothy and Titus, all right? And then he was just talking. Kasi yun yung normal ginagawa ni Paul was he would go to the synagogue and he would preach the gospel to the Jewish people first. Normally what happened is that they will not believe him, so we will have to bring his preaching outside the synagogue. And at this time, he went to the marketplace. So he saw Stoic philosophers, and during that time, nakita niya, he started saying about Jesus, he started talking about Jesus, and they were saying, who's this babbler? Who's this babbler? What is he talking about? We wanted to hear what he has to say. He's saying something that is quite interesting to our ears. Yun sinasabi ng mga Athenians. From Athens, the Greeks. And then Paul said to them, let's go. He met them in this area in Areopagus Hall, or another translation would call it Mars Hills. Okay, in this area, they brought Paul with them and they started talking to Paul and wanted to hear, what do you have to say? What is this saying? What is this new teaching that you're giving us? Again, pag binasa niyo po yung chapter 17, makikita mo, ito mga people of Athens, these philosophers, does nothing but talk about something new. It always itched them to talk about something new, especially pagka new idea. So when they heard Paul talk about Jesus and the resurrection, it really bothered them, and it actually created a thirst in their hearts. Okay, and this is what Paul said. Okay, he said, in verse 22, he said, that I noticed that you people are very religious. Sabi niya, napaka-religious niyo. Again, just giving you the background, another background of the story, okay, in this letter, the book of Acts was actually written to Theophilus. You can find this in chapter 1. Again, chapter 1 of the book of Acts. So that you know, who is he writing to? Theophilus is not a Jew, he's a Gentile. And he was explaining to him who Jesus is and how the work of God grew. Ito po yon. So ito rin yung idea. Okay, verse 24, he said, the God who made the world and everything in it, being the Lord of heaven and the earth, does not live in temples made by men. Because nakita niya ang daming temple eh. Nakita niya, everywhere he turned in Athens, he saw all kinds of temple and all kinds of altar and all kinds of gods. And it bothered Paul. It bothered him. And then he started preaching to them. And then he noticed that it is one particular altar that says, to the unknown God. To the unknown God. Kasi itong belief ng mga Athens, okay, ng mga Greeks, alright, is very similar to Filipinos. Diba, tayo mga Pilipino, gusto natin, lahat meron eh. Diba? Kaya ibang mga paniniwala natin, chapsoy. Naniniwala kay Jesus, may Bible ka, tapos meron kang krus sa bahay, tapos meron kang pungsoy, tapos meron kang yung gumagalaw na frog, di ba? Tapos meron kang gumaganong-ganon na tao doon, tapos meron kang krus, tapos kung ano-ano, nandun lahat. Di ba? Kasi sabi mo, baka mamaya mamiss ko yung iba eh. Maganda na yung sigurista. Di ba? And that's exactly how they were. The Greeks were like that. They have gods for everything. They have gods for protection, they have gods for wealth, God for their plants, they have gods for everything, and they want to make sure that they don't miss out on any god. So they have this one God, there is this one altar that says, to the unknown God. And then Paul said, let me talk to you about that unknown God. And this is what he said, it is unknown God. He is the creator. He is the creator of everything. Creator of everything. So you will have to go back to Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. And that's what he was talking about. The God that we serve, the God that we believe in, is the God who started it all. Before anything was created, God was already there. You know, a lot of schools today are attacking this. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you, you know, the schools that are, yeah, that are actually teaching your children today will tell your children that the book of Genesis is a myth. They will tell you that. They will tell you that the creation story is not real. The miracles, you know, the miracles of the Red Sea is not real. Okay, the water at the Red Sea is really ankle deep lang. That is why the Israelites were able to cross the Red Sea. They don't realize, mas lalong miraculous yung kasi nalunod yung mga armies. Imagine, ang babaw ng tubig, nalunod sila. And you know, the people would try to do that. Okay, people today would try to discredit. And that's exactly what they were going through then. Okay, during that time when Paul was saying this, there were so many gods, and Paul is saying, this God that I'm talking to you about is so distinct. He's so different from the God that you serve. He's the God who created everything out of nothing. That's why he was able to create that. Out of nothing, God created the sun and the moon, the stars. Minsan sa Maynila, hindi mo na makita yung stars, eh, no? Sa sobrang dumi, no? Pero pag pumunta ka sa mga ibang liblib na puok, kagaya ng Antipolo. Sa Antipolo naman po, makikita mo na, eh, no? May enjoy mo na yung scenery, yung star, yung creation ni God. Sabi nga ni Dean kaninang umaga na 9 and 11 o'clock, sabi niya, in every masterpiece, there is an artist. And in everything that you see, the beautiful creation of God, there is a God who created it. Ngayon, pagka tinignan mo yung universe, ganyang kaganda. Kung paano ginawa ni God yan, I don't know. You know, pagka iniisip mo yung earth, napakaganda, di ba? Pero pag kinumpare mo yung earth to the entire universe, magugulat ka. And this is the God that we serve. And this is what he says in Psalms. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. The heavens were by the word of the Lord. You know, when you go back to Genesis, he spoke and things came. Let there be light, and there was light. Let there be darkness, and there was darkness. You know, he spoke the word, and it came to be. And by the breath of his mouth, all their hosts. Do you believe in God's word? But the question is, not only do you believe it, but do you live it? Do you believe that the word of God is important? Next question is, do you read it? Amen. You know, do you believe it? Do you read it? Look at what the text says. You know, the Lord made the heavens, and by the breath of his mouth, all their hosts. Everything that God created is beautiful. Isaiah chapter 40 says this, who else has held the oceans in his hand? Who has measured off the heavens with his fingers? Who else knows the weight of the earth and has weighed the mountains on a scale? Only God can do that. The creator of all things. He's so big. He handles the affairs of the universe. We cannot put God in a box. This is the creator. This is what Paul is talking about. And then he said in Colossians, okay, Paul also said the same thing. He is before all things. And in him, all things called together. The entire universe. Imagine hindi nagkakabangga-bangga yung mga planeta. Imagine hindi nagkakamali yung ikot ng earth sa sun. Can you imagine just how God is holding on to everything and making sure that everything is in perfect place? If he can control that, can he not control your life? If he can run the universe so well, can he not run your life? He is the creator of all things. Why is this important to the Theophilus? Theophilus needs to understand this. Because in their mindset, the God that they serve is nothing like that. Because he is the creator. In an obligation, we can entrust our lives to him. That no matter what you are going through today, no matter what problem you are facing today, no matter if you think that there is no solution to the problem that you are facing today, health-wise, relationship-wise, God can create something out of nothing. And he can surely create a way out for the problem that you are facing today. Amen? Can you trust him in that? You can. That is why we believe in this God. This is the God that we believe in. Verse 24 says again, and the God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by men. Not only is he the creator of everything, he's so huge that the world or any temple cannot contain him. Number two, the God that we believe in is almighty. Not only is he the creator of all things, but he's almighty. Verse 25 says, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. Now, this is mind-boggling for them. Because you have to understand the Greeks. Di ba? Napapanood nyo yung mga Greek mythologies. Sikat na sikat, si Percy Jackson. Di ba? And all this, the, you know, yung mga pinapanood nating movies. Di ba? In their minds, the gods that they serve is so dependent on his creation. That if they don't love their gods will be powerless. Paul said this to the Greeks. He was saying, the God that I'm telling you about is almighty. He does not need your help. He does not need you so that he will exist. He exists before you existed. He doesn't need any help. He's the almighty God. Verse 26, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined, I love this verse, having determined the periods and boundaries of their dwelling place. This is how powerful the God that we serve. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Tingnan mo. Sabihin mo sa kanya, hindi ka aksidente. That's the truth. When you think about this, what this verse is saying, what Paul is saying, is that the God that we serve actually fixed the time where you exist and fixed the place where you will be. That's how powerful and how mighty and how strong the God that we serve. There is no accident that we're all born Filipinos. God has fixed time for you to be here exactly where you are seated right now. That's how powerful God is. I mean, this is the God that we serve. And then Paul is saying this, telling them, this is the God that I want you to know. This is the God that you're saying you do not know. This is the God that is so powerful. This is what Daniel said. Daniel said this. This is amazing. And all the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. Now, you have to know the background of this. Okay, you have to know the context of this, all right? He does as he pleases. This is God. The guy who is saying this is Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar, when he came back to his senses. Because the prophet told him, if you will not acknowledge God, God will curse you. And then one day he was in this palace and he was seeing the beauty of his creation and said, wow, how strong and mighty I am. Boom. God's judgment fell upon him. And he became like an animal. And started eating grass. Okay? And when he came to his senses, this is what he said. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases. That's how mighty our God is. He can do whatever he wants. With powers of heaven and peoples of the earth, no one can hold back his hand. No one can hold back his hand and say to him, what have you done? When you think about what is happening in your life, when you think about how many times God has intervened without you knowing it, the many times when you were driving and you thought you were safe, how God intervened and you missed an accident by an inch. That is the sovereignty of God. That's how mighty and powerful God is. Look at Jeremiah. This is what Jeremiah said. Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arms. Nothing is too hard for you. Another translation would say, nothing is too difficult for you. Nung bagong Kristiyano po ako, merong sikat na kanta. I don't know if Pastor Gilbert, you still know the song. Nothing is too difficult for you. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. You know that song? Okay, natin kantahin. Okay, nahalatayang edad natin. Alright? Nothing is too hard for God. Again, no matter what we are going through in life today, God is more powerful than your situation. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? He's got the authority to do anything he wants, and he's got the power to do it. Example, yung mga highway patrol sa EDSA, they have the authority to stop all the buses and to tell the buses where to go. Tama? But they do not have the physical power to actually stop the bus. Tama? Kasi pag tumayo sila sa harap ng bus at dinarin lang stop yon, cemetery yun lagay nila. Diba? But they have the authority. But they don't have the power. What about if you're muscular like this guy? You might have the power to actually stop the bus. But you have no authority to stop the bus. You know what will happen to you? Mamamatay ka rin. Dahil sasagasaan ka ng bus. Because you do not have the authority. You might have the power, but not have the authority. But you know what the amazing thing about our God? The Almighty God, He's got the authority, and He also got the power. That's why He can do whatever He wills. Because He's Almighty, nothing will be too difficult for Him. That's why we serve this God. That's why Paul is declaring this to the Athenians. Telling them, you have to understand that this is the God that I serve. This is the God that you said to the unknown God. This is who He is. I'm telling you, He's the Creator and He is the Almighty God. Lastly, that they should seek God in the hope that they might feel their way toward Him and find Him. Yet, He is actually not far from each one of us. You know, many times we feel like parang ang layo ni God, di ba? Have you ever felt like that? Na parang ang layo ni God. Parang hindi ako naririnig ni God. Do you know what Paul is saying? He's actually not far from you. He's actually right next to you. You just don't feel it. Kaya nga, alam mo yung pag inisip mo, Christianity, our belief in God, Apostles' Creed, our creed is not dependent on how we feel. Kasi pagka yung feeling ang pinaasa natin, sa belief natin, we will not be here today. For in Him, we live and move. Again, an old song. Alright? But you know the amazing thing about this? This is actually a quotation. Paul actually used a quotation from their own prophet. This is not Paul's original word. This was the word of their people. And Paul is saying, you know, the God that you don't understand, that the God that you do not know, you actually talk about Him and you don't even know about it. You actually live and move in Him. The reason why you're alive today is because of His grace and His mercy. It's not because you're so smart, but it is actually Him who causes you And it says, for we are indeed his offspring. Again, that's another quotation from one of their poets. And that's what Paul is saying. What Paul is actually saying is that he is our father. You have to understand this. Paul is not saying that everyone is children of God. You all came from one creator. And in that sense, he is still your father. You are his offspring. But you still have to come and to believe what Jesus has done for you to be a part of God's family. But creation-wise, he is your creator. There's no accident. The reason why you're here today is because he allowed you to be born. He is our father. And that is what he wants us to understand. He is our father. Verse 29, being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone or an image formed by the art or imagination. Paul is really saying here that yes, God is powerful. Yes, God, he is the creator. Yes, he's got the authority, but he is so personal. Our God is intimately powerful and yet intensely personal. That is why God is so concerned even with the number of your hair on your head. That brings me so much comfort. Kasi paunti na lang paunti yung buhok ko. But even that, can you imagine that just the number of my hair on my head, God is concerned. God is concerned with the things that we cry out for. That is why Jesus, in teaching his disciples how to pray, he taught them this. You say, our Father. Our Father. Because you want them to understand that the God that they serve is yet powerful, yet amazingly great. Yes, he's the creator, but he is also your Father. A Father who can protect you. A Father who can provide for you. A Father who can actually hear you cry. A Father who can actually put you in his arm and love you. That is the God that we serve. This is what Psalm says. Father to the fatherless, protector of widows, is God in his holy habitation. Paul was with the people of Athens. And he told them, I perceive you are very religious, but you have this altar for the unknown God. Let me introduce to you this unknown God. This is the God that we believe. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And then Paul went on to say, in verse 30, the times of ignorance God overlooked. The time of ignorance God overlooked. Maybe you're here today. You know, God is saying to you, the time of ignorance, of thinking that you can save yourself, of thinking that you can actually get through life without him. God has overlooked that. But now, he commands all people everywhere to repent. Now, I want to give that opportunity to some of you today. Because maybe you're here today. And you've been hearing this. But the question is, do you really believe what it is saying? Have you experienced his fatherhood? As I end, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe this? Is this real in your life? Is he a father to you? Is he the creator, the Almighty to you? That no matter what you face today, do you believe that he can actually make a way out for you? Let me end with this story. Monty Williams, assistant coach of Oklahoma Thunders. His wife was killed in a car accident on February 10. And this is what he has to say. At the eulogy, he said this. He said, you know, my wife died. But he said, you know, my wife would kick me in the butt if I would just give up. And he said, you know, all things work together for good. Something good will come out of this situation. And then he said, you know, because I know that God loves me. And I know that he has a purpose in my life. And he said, the Bible says the enemy kills, steal, and destroy. And he's saying, you know, my wife died, but I did not lose her. Because when you lose something, you can't find it. Sabi niya, I know exactly where my wife is right now. She's in heaven. And I envy where she is. there is this sign on our house that says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And he said, we cannot serve the Lord if there will be unforgiveness in our hearts. He went on to say, I don't have any ill feelings toward the family who accidentally killed my wife. I forgave him. You know why he was able to say that? You know why he was able to release forgiveness to the family that killed his wife? Because he understood that the God that he served is the creator of all things. He's got purpose and reasons for everything. That he is the almighty God, that he can turn the situation around. And that he is a father. That he knows exactly what is good and best for him. Lord Jesus, today we want to say thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, Lord God, that you are a God who's the creator of all things. The almighty God who has the power and the authority to do whatever you will. But at the same time, you are our Father. So we do not have to be afraid of you. We can be assured that you would always have the best intention in mind for us. You know, while everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, maybe you're here today and you're going through something really difficult and you think that this is it. There's no hope. Let me tell you something, that God is almighty. He's powerful. And he can create ways that you could never think of. Lord, I pray that this people who just come before you right now and understand that you are almighty, that you are powerful enough to create a way out in the situation they're in right now. Lord, thank you that you are that God. You know, maybe you're here today and you've never experienced the Father's love. Maybe you don't have a physical father, or maybe, you know, you have a father, but an absentee father, but God wants to be a father to you today. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the father to the fatherless. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you're a single mom, you know, you've never experienced the love of a husband, Lord, thank you that you are their husband. Lord, thank you that you will lavish them with your love. Lord, that you will take care of them. Lord, that you would love them, that you will give the best for them, Lord. I thank you that you will comfort them, that you will put your arms around them. Lord, that you would take care of these people. In Jesus' name.